So it's about 10 to 6. I finished work yesterday. I don't go into work for 12 days. I think I'm back on the 4th. I'm downing tools on a few external projects soon as well for, I think, a well-earned break. Being a developer and also someone whose brain is constantly whirring, or I really am hard on myself and I really do get involved in far too much. But I've got 12 days where the aim is to completely decompress and rejig and stuff like that. And I looked at the last audio boo, which was 5 days ago, and it was standing outside of the utter silence of my house. And I'm inside the house now, and listen. It sounds like I live in a vacuum, doesn't it? Trust me, my life is usually full of noise and chaos. One of our friends very kindly offered for both the kids, to stay over at one of Heidi's friends tonight. So they went about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Rachel's out doing some last minute shopping. And she's going to be back in about 5-10 minutes. And I am in a house that is bathed in silence. And it's lovely. It's lovely. And unusual. So silent in the house, silent outside the house. So when Rachel gets back, we're going to get ready and we are going to drive down to a town near us, have some Mexican food and a drink together on our own. We're going to see Monsters tonight. Don't fancy Tron. I don't know why. I get the feeling that visually it would be great, but I'd be disappointed, you know. I need some substance tonight, and I've read a lot of reviews of Monsters. It sounds wicked, it sounds really interesting, and that's what I want, and Rachel's gone with that. She can go and see Harry Potter with someone else. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve, so wherever you are, whatever you're doing, remember, don't get stressed about this ridiculous holiday. Enjoy yourself, and I was thinking about New Year's resolutions, and this whole rigmarole everyone goes through every year is I've already made mine, and they're very simple, and they're not usually I'm like, right, I must learn Japanese and Russian in 1 year, learn 2 more programming languages, finish that book I was writing, connect with every single person on the face of the earth, become a journalist in 2 months, and what, you know, every time. And I just look at this list and think, I live in a fantasy world, you know. So mine is really to be happy, to be mindful, to try and make other people happy, to live in the moment, and to maximize my gifts in the right directions, and to learn to say no more. Not say no more, say no, the word no more. I'm making them a little bit early, bearing in mind it's not even Christmas yet, but, you know, I was thinking about resolutions, and 2011 for me, I think, is going to be a year of minimalism. Whatever, you know. Can't have another year of the information overload I experienced in 2010. Exciting though that year was, time for a change of tack. So anyway, hope you're all well, whoever you are, as my words slip into your ears. Merry Christmas.